We're launching the new Global Hearts Initiative. This is an initiative to tackle the number one leading cause of death in the world, which is what we call cardiovascular disease, basically heart attacks and stroke. For a long time, heart attacks and strokes have been considered a disease of rich countries and rich people. Now this has become a real global problem affecting all countries in the world, and it is the number one cause of death. With Global Hearts, we want to scale up attention to the issue and action to, on one hand, work on the prevention, attack the causes, and on the other hand, improve detection and management response to those diseases.
So would you say it's more of a preventive measure?
Well, we'll do two things. We're going to work on the causes. That means attack the problem of tobacco consumption particularly, but also salt, fat, and sugar in our food, and lack of physical activity. We have to address all of these causes, which are very important factors causing heart attacks and strokes. On the other hand, we also know that hypertension, which is in part caused by these issues, is a big cause and contributing factor to those diseases. But hypertension is often not detected, and if it's not detected, it's not taken care of and not treated. So we want to improve detection of hypertension in primary healthcare centers all over the world and response to it. That means better access to medicines to treat hypertension. That will help decrease cardiovascular disease quite a bit.
This has been an issue for quite a while now. Why the timing? Why now specifically?
Well, last year, the Sustainable Development Goals were adopted here in the UN in the General Assembly. One of the goals is to reduce non-communicable disease mortality, as we call it, by 30%. Non-communicable diseases is cancer, heart attacks and stroke, diabetes and respiratory diseases. But heart attacks and stroke are the biggest proportion of that. So we cannot reduce by 30% the mortality of NCDs if we don't attack heart attacks and strokes. And that's what we're going to do with this initiative.
A report from the WHO says that 17 million people die globally of cardiovascular diseases every year. Do you believe that this new initiative is sufficient enough to curb this number?
It's certainly a step in the right direction. We will start in a dozen countries, ranging from Sri Lanka and India to Barbados, Colombia. There are some countries in Africa like Ethiopia and Uganda. So it will certainly be a right step to start addressing the causes and the management in a number of countries. Gradually, we hope to roll it out in the whole world. This is the leading cause of death in all countries of the world, so all countries need such an initiative. But we know it's possible. We've seen results like from the United States and some developed countries who've reduced mortality from cardiovascular disease by over 40%. So we know it's doable. We just need to take the necessary steps in all countries and repeat the example of some of these initiatives.
What are the main outlines, recommendations of the new initiatives?
Well, first of all, we want global decision makers to be aware of it and start at national level to take action. This action is about reducing consumption of tobacco through taxation, for example, and plain packaging, improve the quality of the food by reducing salt, sugar, and fat contents. And that's something we can also work on with the private sector. And then on the other hand, we need to make sure that at the primary healthcare level, in all the health centers around the country, the people are trained to and equipped with some basic equipment to detect hypertension and equipped with the medicines to treat it when necessary. In combination, all of that will definitely have a big impact on reducing deaths from cardiovascular disease and stroke.
Does this initiative reach out to the private sector to get them on board with the initiative?
We do. We are in regular touch. Even today, there was interaction with the pharmaceutical companies to discuss access to medicines. Just a few weeks ago, several heads of companies from the food industry were at the World Health Organization discussing their plans to reduce salt content in some of the food and sugar content. So clearly, the private sector has a role, and we are reaching out and discussing how they can scale up also their contributions to this effort.